Okay, so I know that you study sign language in LaGuardia. When you're done with LaGuardia, do you plan on leaving and studying sign language in a different school? How is that going to work?
So, unfortunately, there's not a lot of colleges or school that offer those like sign language classes. And it makes it a little hard for me because honestly, I do want a bachelor's in sign language, not just an associate's. And they do have like upstate and stuff, but that's money. That's a lot of money. But and they do have something here in LaGuardia. It's like a SUNY Empire, it's a collaboration. And it's like they're offering like you can get your bachelor's in interpreting type thing, and that's kind of what I'm hoping to go for. So that's my goal
Will you have to stay in LaGuardia longer?
for an extra 2 years. Professor, he says that he fights to have more colleges to offer sign language. Like that's his fight right now. But you know, it's a process. It takes time.
Do you feel like sign language is a language that's more in the shadows?
I do think so because, and just sometimes people are so ignorant towards deaf people. It's like some people think that deaf people shouldn't drive, and some people think that deaf people shouldn't do this and do that. And it's like you can't really be like that because the only thing they can't really do is just hear. They're able to read. They're able to even speak. They're just speaking in their own language. You know, they even have their own language. So yeah, a lot of people aren't open to hear about it, or you know, a lot of people don't even know about it. Like a lot of people,
Just assume.
right? Exactly. So
Okay, so I know that you said that you speak Spanish and English. Does music influence at all? Well, does the languages that you speak influence the music that you listen to?
not really. Well, I honestly only really listen to like Spanish music and music in English and stuff like that. I also listen to like music that Jamaicans listen to, like soca, stuff like that. But yeah, no, that's really all I listen to. It's not like I listen to different to other music that like from a different language, like in Korean or Chinese or like Arabic and stuff like that. So yeah,
Do you think that you would listen to Spanish music if it wasn't Spanish?
that's a good question. I probably would just for the beat, but I wouldn't understand anything because I know that there's a lot of people who don't speak language, who don't speak Spanish, and listen to that kind of music. Like my boyfriend, he does that. He's from Guyana, and all he listens to is Spanish music, you know? So it could be possible maybe that I would have been in the same route.
Well, thank you so much. It was such a pleasure speaking to you, Arlene Tarragonega.